Hey everyone, Leo Weston here. Welcome back to Quiet Hustle, your daily dose of inspiration and practical wisdom for all things remote work and solitude. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a home office environment that actually works for you. Let's be real, working from home can sometimes feel like a constant tug of war between productivity and distractions. You know that feeling when the laundry pile is calling your name louder than your laptop? Or maybe your houseplants are starting to feel neglected while your inbox keeps overflowing? We've all been there, but fear not, my friends. Because today, I'm dropping 5 key takeaways that will help you transform your home office from a potential productivity pitfall into a haven of focused energy and creative flow. First things first, define your boundaries. You know those invisible lines we draw between work life and personal life? Well, they become even more crucial when your workspace is also your living space. Carve out a dedicated area, even if it's just a corner of your room, that signals work mode to your brain. Maybe it's as simple as a desk lamp you only turn on when you're tackling emails, or a specific chair reserved for work sessions. Think about what cues help you mentally switch gears. Number 2, light it up. You wouldn't want to work in a dimly lit cave, would you? Natural light is your best friend here. If possible, position your desk near a window to soak up those sunshine vibes. It boosts energy levels, improves mood, and even helps with focus. If natural light is limited, invest in some full-spectrum LED bulbs that mimic daylight. They'll make a world of difference. Speaking of feeling good, let's talk about sound. Ever tried working through construction noise or a neighbor's barking dog? Not exactly conducive to deep thinking, right? Noise-canceling headphones are your secret weapon here. They create a calming, focused atmosphere, allowing you to tune out distractions and get into the zone. If you're feeling adventurous, try some ambient sounds. Rain, nature noises, even binaural beats can work wonders for concentration. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Temptation. That Netflix queue isn't going anywhere on its own, is it? But those tempting distractions can derail your entire workday. Create a no phone zone at your desk. Maybe keep it in another room or out of sight altogether. You can also use website blockers to temporarily prevent access to social media and other time-wasting sites during work hours. Finally, remember that breaks are essential. They're not just about stepping away from the screen. They're about recharging your batteries so you can come back with renewed focus. Get up and stretch, take a quick walk outside, or even do a few mindful breathing exercises. A little movement and fresh air can go a long way in boosting productivity and preventing burnout. All right, let me share a real-world example that hits home for me. Remember those work-from-home days when you're surrounded by family? You try to focus on a deadline, but suddenly, you're asked to referee a squabble or make lunch for the kids. It can be totally overwhelming. I used to feel like I was constantly juggling tasks, responding to emails while simultaneously trying to bake cookies. But then I realized, it's all about setting those boundaries and carving out dedicated work time. Now, I have specific hours when I'm unavailable for anything but work-related tasks. My family knows this, and we stick to it. And guess what? It makes a world of difference. So, remember, creating a conducive work environment at home isn't about achieving perfection. It's about finding what works best for you. Experiment with different strategies, personalize your space, and don't be afraid to adjust along the way. Remember those 5 key takeaways: define boundaries, embrace natural light, conquer noise distractions, resist temptation, and prioritize breaks. You got this. Now go out there, make your home office a haven of productivity, and let me know how it goes in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Quiet Hustle wisdom. Until next time, keep those headphones on, your focus sharp, and your spirit high.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.